hearing is conditional use number 24-21, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land, Lyingham being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 46.17 acres, more or less. The properties are lying on the south side of Phillips Hill Road, which is Sussex County Route 472, approximately 0.63 mile west of Revel Road, which is Sussex County Route 410. The 911 address is 22518 Phillips Hill Road, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 19, and its parcels 21.00 and 22.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, and we've received a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And the chair recognizes Ms. Pete.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney at the law firm of Saul Ewing. I'm here this afternoon on behalf of Mr. John Brittingham and Mrs. Laura Brittingham that are here today. They are both requesting a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for their properties located at 22518 Phillips Hill Road in Millsboro, Delaware, and specifically on tax map parcel numbers 133-19-21 and 22. The current images on the screen are not up to date. So these chicken houses have actually been removed. I'm not sure if anyone has had the opportunity to go to this site, but it's beautiful. The Brittingham's home is located on the adjacent parcel. The proposed use, which I'll discuss, is going to be primarily located here with an option for indoor events in the event of rain to be potentially located in what is currently an equipment garage that'll be repurposed, of course, subject to the conditional use being granted. You'll note on the site plan too, there is proposed parking primarily here, and I'll go through this in more detail, with some overflow parking in the front of the site. So parcel 21 is specifically this larger parcel, and it's zoned AR1 with a small portion of the property around here. I can put the layer on so that you can see. That's zoned GR. The land use, future land use classification is low density for both pieces, except that this small portion that I just showed you is designated as existing development area. As some of you may know, Brittingham Farms was originally a grain farm in Millsboro. It's almost a century old. And it's been open to the public with a farm store for products grown on site. And for the public's benefit to access all the lavender field there since about 2020. Mr. and Mrs. Brittingham ended up doing more with the site during the pandemic, and it's become a designated agritourism site on the Department of Agriculture's website, in fact. They are specifically known for what's called their lavender and lamb experience. The lavender bloom season is currently in bloom, so from June to August. And those that visit the farm have the opportunity to walk through lavender fields. There were actually recently additional plants planted. There's a total of 3,200 lavender plants now. And like I said, if you haven't had a chance to get out there, please do. You can also, when you go to the farm, watch distillation of all the lavender plants. They basically turn the plants into oil, and they sell a lot of products in the area. To that point, Brittingham Farms collaborates with many local philanthropic, educational, and charitable groups. For example, the Lewis Historical Society carries their culinary lavender along with their soaps, bath bombs, and dried lavender bundles. They also work with local breweries, wineries, and restaurant owners looking to create lavender-inspired food and beverages. Some examples would be Drew Tevis with Sodell is working on some menu items for lavender-baked goods at Sodell. Salted Vines, the winery in Dagsboro, and Revelation with locations in Rehoboth, and a new location which should be open in Georgetown soon, intend to create lavender-inspired beverages. There have also been other farm-to-table-style dinners held at local restaurants. And as I stated, Brittingham Farms is listed as one of the Department of Agriculture's agritourism attractions in Sussex County. And there's a website actually on the department's website that lists all of those different sites within the different counties. And those sites fall with under the state's definition of what would be considered agritourism activity. And Chapter 3, Section 306A of Title IX specifically defines what that is. And it includes specifically, it states, agritourism activity means any activity that allows members of the general public to view or enjoy rural activities, including farming, ranching, wineries, historical, cultural, or harvest-your-own activities, guided or self-guided tours, bed and breakfast accommodations, or temporary outdoor recreation activities. And then that definition goes on to include a number of other examples of activities and experiences that may fall within that definition. Brittingham Farms is before you today because it wishes to expand its offerings to be able to host events on this site that might not otherwise fall within that agritourism activity exemption. Specifically, the Brittinghams are looking to offer events such as weddings, showers, benefits, dinners, festivals, and parties, and are before you to seek a conditional use for an events venue to include a parking area. As provided in the conditions of approval that I'll submit right now, there will be a 0.464 acre portion, more or less, on parcel 22, as I just stated. It'll be right here. If there's an opportunity to pull up the applicant's exhibit, that would be exhibit package, that would be helpful, just so I can pull up the plan. And then I believe that, Director Whitehouse, I believe that the actual plan itself was submitted outside and is uploaded as a separate document. I think it was conditional use plan. There it is. Yep. Thank you. So you'll see in the conditions of approval, condition A states the area located on parcel 22 specifically, that's located at the rear of that parcel, together with the designated garage area that I just described, as well as the designated parking areas. Primarily parking will be here for the event. It's just overflow parking is what we're considering right now in this location. It could, of course, be relocated. There's lots of land. If there's any concern, I know that there isn't always a preference for parking there in the towards the front of the property. The conditions also provide that any concerts for which there is a charge admission shall be limited to Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and shall end no later than 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and no later than 6 p.m. on Sundays. Other events, including but not limited to weddings, showers, benefits, dinners, festivals, and parties, may be conducted on the premise and shall end no later than 9 p.m. on Sunday through Thursday and by 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. It's acknowledged that certain activities on the premise as set forth in the code that I just described and specific section I just described are permitted. Food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment in conjunction with the events venue and permissible agritourism activities and in compliance with the code are permitted. Food and beverage service shall be provided by a catering service or a similar service provider. The applicant has applied for a liquor license through the ABCC, and they had performed a recent inspection of the farm, and they do currently have a temporary license with a final license to be issued subject to approval of the conditional use. The anticipated, or the idea is that they'd have portable toilets that would come on site for larger events. They're thinking about having, for larger scale events, around 150 people, not to exceed 200 people for larger scale events. Of course, parking shall be in compliance with the code, and all those parking areas will be shown on site. And then you'll find that conditions G through J list standard, what I consider to be sort of standard inclusions in proposed conditions of approval. And of course, my clients will follow up with and work with their engineer, John Roach, to get any necessary agency approvals. So as stated, the proposed use is located entirely within AR1. The purpose of that district is to provide for a full range of agricultural activities and to protect agricultural lands as one of the county's most valuable natural resources from the depreciating effect of hazardous and unsightly uses. The proposed use will be a perfect complement to agritourism, other uses on the farm, as it offers a unique setting for events to be hosted on the farm with a backdrop of beautiful lavender fields and the sheep on site. It will also attract visitors to the farm who may also be interested in exploring the farm's agritourism offerings, such as farm tours. The events venue will provide an additional resource of revenue for the farm and enhance its overall appeal as a destination for both locals and tourists. The purpose of conditional uses, as provided in section 115-171, is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district regulations. These uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare, but because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comprehensive plan, and possible impact not only on neighboring properties, but on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. So the proposed use is a semi-public use and within the low-density area that envisions predominantly rural landscapes that will be enhanced by this proposed use. Low-density areas also intend to limit commercial areas in their location, size, and hours of operation, and to avoid more intensive commercial uses. The proposed use, we believe, as I've stated, is certainly in character with AR1, and my clients have proffered conditions of approval to mitigate impacts on neighboring properties by limiting the area where the events will be located, as well as hours of operation. My client, as I stated, will also work with Mr. Roach, their engineer, to obtain any necessary approvals to ensure safe and functional use of their properties in connection with any event that's permitted on the site. And so for these reasons, my clients respectfully request the commission's recommendation of approval for its proposed use, and I'll answer any questions that you may have.
All right, we thank you very much. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
I have just a couple.
Sure.
It is very pretty, by the way.
Yes, it's a nice site. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that in your conditions that any concerts for which there is a charged admission, what about the ones that are not going to have a charge form again?
So the intent would be that, so for certain events like weddings, that we'd like to be able to still have some kind of music. I understand your point, though.
I really was referring to if somebody just doesn't charge for performing and they want to put their name out there and their talent.
I think that it would be
charging for them, would the hours be the same?
I think the intent would be, based on conversation that we've had, for the hours to be the same. And then, accordingly, that may need to be amended.
Mentioned not to exceed 200 people for like the wedding.
A large event, but their goal would be to have a more like 150
I didn't see any dimensions, and maybe I missed it on the site plan that they submitted. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, for the parking. So you'll have that on the site plan that is actually submitted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure that there's enough.
Yes. Right now we just have just a. Area obviously because essentially with an event space like this there could be obviously a varying number of people on the site but yes we can absolutely put some more parking detail on the site plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I have, thank you.
Okay
Mr. Beers,
no questions, sir.
Okay Mr. Hopkins,
no questions.
Okay staff, anything on this end?
No questions for me.
Mr. Whitehouse?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me.
Okay. I have no questions either. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2421, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2421? Okay. Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2421, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, no one on the line wishes to speak.
Okay, thank you, operator. Commissioners, any further questions or comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.